Reggie von Stockham is back with more on his travels along the roads that wind through eastern Kentucky to places few of us know of, places like Hazel Patch. Today's destination is Livingston, the Rockcastle River, and the Wilderness Road. Welcome back, Reggie.
Tom, thanks. I really enjoy being here.
And let's get a little bit of background on that town of Livingston. Tell us what you know.
Well, it's in many ways the center of the universe. You can look at it that way. I kind of do so. It has a history that grew up within this naturally wild kingdom that was the last barrier, the Rockcastle River Gorge, the last barrier to pioneers coming in through the Cumberland Gap to reach up into the bluegrass. The Daniel Boone, for example, Henry Skaggs, we'll get to in a minute, when they came through the Cumberland Gap, you were in Kentucky. You could immediately turn north and get into this wonderland that we call our Commonwealth. But the mountains of eastern Kentucky are so darn rugged, it's hard slogging. So there was a trail, the Warrior's Path, that was an old bison path, as you pointed out in our last discussion, that the Shawnees would come south to trade and do battle, and the Cherokees would come north to trade and do battle. It was well known to explorers of the area, but it went north and would cross at Irvin. The earliest explorers and that cut a new trail west to the bluegrass, one of them was by the name of Henry Skaggs, Skaggs Brothers. He came up to a place that he could go a little bit west, northwest, in a land that wasn't so rugged. It's an odd, I won't call it a valley, it's an odd topography north of London. It's almost rolling. Hmm. And you can go north of London, and you can get to a small area called Hazel Patch, not the new Hazel Patch, the old Hazel Patch, that is on the edge of this Rockcastle Gorge. And at that point, you had to make a decision. How are you going to cross the gorge? Three routes were taken from Hazel Patch. You could go due west, which is what Skaggs did, go down a creek bed, cross the river, come on up and head towards what is now Broadhead, and hit the headwaters of the Dix River. You would then turn left and end up at Crab Orchard. Vegetation was a big deal, especially if it was a nice place to stop. Daniel Boone came to the same spot. He says, I don't want to go that way. I want to go north to the Kentucky River, where I'm going to found a town for Richard Henderson's Transylvania Company, 1775. So he goes to the right. And he swings around this mountain that's in the center called Wildcat Mountain. Skaggs went to the west of it. Boone's going to go to the east of it. He gets to the Rockcastle River. There's a natural ford there, which you can see even today. He crosses the ford. He goes down to Lamoureux, an area on the maps called Lamoureux, and then up Boone's Trace Creek, drops down into Roundstone Creek, on the other side and make it all the way to Berea. But in 1792, the legislature of Kentucky decided that they wanted to build a wagon road. These things were pack horse roads. A wagon road from the Cumberland Gap along this trail so that they could bring in more people. Eventually, 300,000 would travel it. The Daniel Boone wanted to be the one who surveyed and built that road, but he was not chosen. And the reason is, that road was not going to Boonesboro. It was going to where Skaggs was headed. It was going to go to Standing Fort, Stanford, Kentucky, where Benjamin Logan had a place. From Stanford to Harrodsburg, then to Louisville and Bardstown.
So that was what became known as the Wilderness Road, correct?
That's right.
As distinguished from the Warrior's Path.
Yes. If you think about it, you've got four of them. The Warrior's Path was an ancient pathway, animal way, bison way. Certainly a Native American route. It was more to the east, and it crossed over into Station Camp Creek at its War Fork branch. The pioneers came to the west of it, and right in front of Wildcat Mountain, Skaggs went west. Boone went northeast, and they decided to build the wagon road. They went right over Wildcat Mountain. Now, why is that important with Livingston?
Okay. I wanted to bring up Wildcat Mountain while we had time, because I think it's important to this particular area. And you suggest taking a gravel road up Wildcat Mountain. What's there? And once we're at the top of the mountain, why do you urge us to get out of the car and kind of take a deep breath and survey our surroundings?
It's a famous place with a lot of famous people and a lot of our ancestors. You can walk with them all. And it's still the gravel road. It's still the road that was cut in 1792 to 1796 that became the Wilderness Road. It went over Wildcat Mountain, and it went down to a natural ford, which crossed at what would become Livingston. You can go to that ford today. You can drive down to that ford on either side. You can walk out into the middle of the Rockcastle River if the water is down, and you can feel the same things that the pioneers felt as they came from Virginia and the East Coast into what was the paradise of Kentucky. Now, Wildcat Mountain itself was the site of a very critical Civil War battle between Confederate forces, which held the Cumberland Gap, and Union forces, which wanted to block Confederate forces from surging into Kentucky through that route. The Union forces built their armaments on top of Wildcat Mountain. Felix Zollicoffer and his Confederate forces attacked. They were repulsed. That changed the future of the Civil War in Kentucky.
Basically, what we're urging people to do here, Reggie, is to put down their devices, get out there, and explore their surroundings and understand their connection to it, their connection to history. When you're out there traveling these back roads and you encounter people, are you made to feel welcome?
Invariably. Now, it does depend on how far back into the hinterland you go, but Kentuckians are very welcoming. And as soon as they recognize that you are simply enjoying the wealth that they already possess, they will offer you everything that you need to make your stay welcome.
Where do you want to take us next?
Well, I think that the next place we should go is to Beattyville, where the three forks of the Kentucky River come together.
All right. Reggie Von Stockham, lawyer, teacher, biologist, writer, guitarist, and backroads explorer here on Eastern Standard. Thank you so much, Reggie.
Thank you, Tom.